Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Warning, warning, Spankwagon Radio is now on the air. Spankwagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
I don't know what this is tonight. It sure can't be Spankwagon Radio.
It is Spankwagon Radio, the one and the only, broadcasting to you live from the heart of the LV Rock studio.
Looks like more like an infirmary to me. Anywho, it's Friday night, 6 p.m. if you happen to be on the Pacific time zone. It's time for Spankwagon Radio. With me is, of course, the ever... Well, I wouldn't say quadraphonic today. I'd say rather sick.
I'm pretty quadraphonic, man.
Okay, fairly quadraphonic, Ayatollah Claude Balls.
My bitrate's just been lowered.
Sitting across from me, of course, is the ever missing until this week. Surprised the hell out of me when you showed up.
Yeah, I found out where the studio's at.
You forgot all those 3 weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what drinking will do to you.
Oh, so we have a vice that we have to...
No.
Oh, okay, yeah. Right, whatever.
Redhead.
No more of those.
Oh,
problems.
What's going on
nice.
Now?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing.
We'll get to that. All right, maybe
then we're fine.
All right. So what you're listening to is Spankwagon Radio.
Spankwagon Radio.
You can find us at our homepage,
Spankwagon.net.
This is going to be one of those shows.
I see. I actively participate.
Oh, you're actively doing great. I'm not protesting. Did I protest?
You killed my mic.
This show was super, guys.
You weren't talking. All right, so basically, Spankwagon.net's our home site. Of course, if you're listening to us, you're listening to us from any of the syndicates out there. That's how you do it.
You are listening to us live from the internet.
Interweb,
yes. If you want to join us, we have a chat room, irc.slashnet.org/LVRocks. Easiest way to do it, though, is to go to Spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat. You can chat with us at the same time that you watch us. You can
see what we look like.
Or see how sick some people are here.
Oh, boy. No,
Jay, you're not feeling too good either. You've been sniffing, huffing paint fumes all day.
All fucking morning.
So we have a huffer and a puker here, so this is going to be a very...
I have christened the LV Rocks bathroom and wiped the floor and wall.
Oh, oh that's not a good
I opened the window and turned the fan.
Would you like
on.
Another slice of cake?
No.
Are you sure?
That's not
good
a good
and sugary.
Thing.
I had snowballs last
ramen
night.
Ramen did this to me and cake.
Ooh, ramen.
Ramen and cake. So remember, kids, don't mix ramen and cake.
Or Powerade.
Oh, now we got Powerade. Anything else you want to add in?
No.
4 buckets of fried chicken.
Breast milk.
Yuck.
It's sweet. It's
avocado.
I fucking hate avocados.
So anyhow.
Anyways.
So you can join us, Cam, and chat. Or a little later on, we'll open up the phone lines and encourage listener participation.
Because
listener participation is a good thing.
We're
actively encouraged.
Active listening. God, where do I want to start with this today?
Well, there's a lot of things we definitely have some stuff to talk about.
Well, I got this. Let me start off with this. I got something from Gilroy last week, and you know how George Lucas is going to do the Star Wars television show, right?
Yeah,
we've talked about that.
Yeah, we've talked about that on the show. George Lucas wants to do the Star Wars television show. Well, Gilroy got a hold of. I guess he says it's a sample or something of the what they're going to put out for the Star Wars television show. Yes, he got a bit of it.
Now, is this continuing on where episode 6 left off? Is this like a prequel
I
or what?
I think this is more along the lines of the prequel, from what I understand. Because Vader is involved.
So this is kind of...
Oh, really? Well, see, Vader's a character that you can kind of bring on anytime you want.
Yeah, but...
That is true.
He is limited, of course, to the time and space which he is present.
This is true.
Yeah. So
this sounds like it's gonna suck, man. This sounds like some.
What do you mean, George
like
Lucas?
Frank Herbert type son shit. You
well,
know?
You know, it may. It very well may suck. I mean, come on, George Lucas has dropped the ball considerably with the prequels. Shut up.
He never fucks it up.
Oh yeah, okay. Oh. Now we know where the sarcasm's coming from.
That's like telling me you don't like the taste of beer.
Yeah.
I know you're lying.
It's bitter and it makes me feel bad.
Uh-huh. So anyhow, basically what we're going to do is I got a snippet. It's about 3 minutes or so. Kilroy sent this to me. We're going to see basically how it sounds. So let me...
I hope William Shatner is involved.
William Shatner.
Yeah, William Shatner. Did you see that? That salute to George Lucas?
No.
Okay, let's
hear this. I want to hear this. I take it these are the opening credits?
I hope so.
All right.
We'll find out. Long-ass credits.
It's a pilot, man.
Okay, I guess I gotta tie it in somehow. Oh.
There you go.
Attention on deck!
Commander!
Lord Vader, what a pleasant surprise.
You may dispense with the pleasantries, Commander. I'm here to make sure the Death Star cafeteria is up to snuff.
I can assure you, Lord Vader, we are doing everything...
The Emperor does not share your view.
But the Emperor asks the impossible. We need more cooks.
You may tell him that when he arrives. He is most displeased with your lack of bean dip.
The Emperor is coming here? We shall redouble our chili powder.
I hope so. For your sake, Commander. Perhaps I should inspect the cafeteria line myself.
Of course. Please come this way. As you can see, we have everything on the Imperial Cafeteria manifest. Everything an accelerated growth clone needs, we like to say.
Skip the sales pitch.
Yes, of course. Here we have the Nubian slugworms.
Nubian.
In this tray here we have Tatooine Womp Rat steak.
Tatooine, eh? I hate Tatooine. Tatooine is full of sand. It gets in everything. Do you have any wooby-wooby?
Ah, yes, right here. As you can see, they're still squirming.
I love wooby-wooby. Do you have any green jello with onion flakes?
Green jello with onion flakes?
Yes.
I'm afraid, Lord, that we're out.
What?
The very last drop of it was sent to your quarters last night during supper.
I'm afraid that in your hunger, you've eaten it all, Lord Vader.
Well, that's going to be a very interesting TV series.
I'm kind of taken back myself. No blue milk.
It's a hit.
You know, no blue milk.
What's a Nubian?
I don't know, but Vader likes Nubians.
Vader's
Flying
black.
J does, well, voice-wise.
Oh.
Yes, he's also on CNN.
Who?
This is CNN.
Yes.
Damn. you do that pretty well.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, that is actually a pretty good Vader.
Do that again.
Huh? What, the CNN thing?
Yeah, do Vader.
This is CNN.
That's actually pretty good, man. Yeah.
He does it pretty...
Hold on. Yeah. Let me get you some background effects.
All right. Try that again.
Duh. This is CNN.
How can I be breathing in the back?
Here, wait, no. Well, no. Okay, what we'll do is we'll lower his mic. So we'll lower his mic to half. Okay, go for it.
This is CNN.
Ooh, very well done. Okay, you can stop the breathing. Right. Okay.
Yeah. My son works.
So there you go. There's a little...
Sing it, dude. Sing it.
Where's Hakeem? Sing what?
Sing the Soul Glow Fame, dude.
Yeah. No, I've got a very baritone voice due to the SARS of a... SARS. That
the SARS.
The SARS. He has a SARS.
Hakeem, Anakin. That is kind of close, actually.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Hakeem.
The boy has his own money.
Where is Hakeem?
So that's a little Star Wars thing. By the way, if anybody wants a copy of that, actually it will be up on Spankwagon closer to the 8 o'clock hour. Actually, I set it to auto update it.
Go ahead, check the
for everybody
DNS
to check it out after
on
the show.
Spankwagon.net to see where to send your lawsuits.
Well, you know, yeah.
Not to be taken seriously.
Yeah, it's all parody. Sure. Come on. If someone doesn't understand that's parody, then they're really
George
shit
Lucas.
Out of
Well, you know, George Lucas tried to sue the people that wrote and produced Star Balls.
Yeah.
Well, I watched Star Balls, and
how was
he should have sued. It was that bad.
I think are you saying you should have sued because you had to watch it?
Yeah,
you
it was
chose
terrible.
To watch it?
It was some...
That disappoints me, dude.
Shitty fucking hentai right there, man.
It's hentai in space, man.
Yeah. No, and like the ship is like a big dick, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've actually have talked about it before on the show. So, doing a little bit of site updates, actually, speaking of stuff we've done in the past. If anybody tuned in last week, they heard us actually kind of, quite literally beg and plead for one of our syndicates, Extreme Radio Tampa, to update their schedule page and put her name in lights.
And thus they did.
And thus they did.
They
so,
heeded wow. the mighty call.
Anybody who hasn't been to the site, which is odd because you all should be to the site frequently several times during the week, will know that we put a link up there. Literally, when you clicked onto, when you typed in extremeradiotampa.com, their main page had to the guise of Spankwagon. And they had our logo and everything up there. And then you click on that to get through to their main site. So I just want to say over the air and to anybody listening through Extreme Radio Tampa, thank you.
For being so elite with MS Paint. No, we appreciate that. We appreciate all our sponsors.
No, yeah, we do appreciate the fact that you did that. So, you know, and I guess I must have motivated him because everybody that needed to be in the schedule page was
Vert, of course,
put
wants
up.
To make fun of you.
What did he want to do?
Because you said if anybody tuned in last week.
Oh, well.
And you know, people tune in every week. We got some good peak listenership.
Oh, we do. We have some great peak listenership, but we also have some really great reoccurring listeners. But you
of course, there's two ways as well if you'd like to go ahead and check out the show. You can either check out last week's show in the archive or through a podcast.
Oh, just click on subscribe to podcast on the main page, and it'll actually give you all you need to know to listen to Spankwagon when you're driving, when you're walking the dog, when you're fucking your girlfriend. You'll know when to listen.
Yeah.
Because isn't this... listen to this sexy voice.
Oh, yeah.
And just mimic it. This is your Sergio Dvorniak.
Oh, dude, check it out, man.
I like to bang out during Mad Props, you know?
I am Barry White.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I'm sticking it in the out... No, wait.
The out shoot.
Wait, what was that, Jay?
I said, fuck me harder.
Sing the Soul Glow theme, dude.
Huh?
You got the voice.
Sings. Yes, you can.
Man.
Yeah, okay, we can't pressure him. That's okay. He's a he's a chicken shit.
Just let your soul glow.
And something about the show.
Silk
smooth. So why does he have to do it now that we know you can?
Soul glow.
See, that's because he's more black than I am.
Amazing how a Taiwanese man can be more black.
Especially below the waist.
If you listen to 92.3 The Beat Los Angeles, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, yeah. What, Ty?
What's up, guys? It's Ty.
And this guy's like Korean.
Some fresh hip-hop beats going on. What's up, cuz? I'm like, what?
And then I saw his picture up on a billboard. The beat.
And
like,
he was
Ty. Holy shit, it's Ty. He's like Korean.
Yeah, it's not Ty like T-Y or T-I-E, man. It's Ty as in T-H-A-I. The dude's Korean, man.
The dude is Korean.
And he sounds like Barry White.
Yeah. I mean, blacker.
How the fuck?
He sounds really? Blacker than Barry White. You know, that's
blacker?
Crazy.
Can you be blacker than Barry White?
Ty can.
Well, yeah, he sure can.
Apparently. Hey, what's up, y'all? Check it out, cuz. We're going over to the quest lines right now.
Man,
wow.
We got some cold shit coming up on the request line.
It's a Korean guy, dude.
Yeah. Shit, nigga.
What's even more confusing is to watch that dude speak, man, because you watch an interview with that guy like that's been like video recorded,
yeah.
And you don't even think about what he's saying, man. You're just watching to make sure the lips match. The
you don't really care what he's saying. You just want to go, okay, that's not lip syncing. That's not
exactly.
That may be, nope, that isn't lip syncing. Damn.
Anyways.
So, anywho, I just wanted to say, back to what I was mentioning, big thank you to ExtremeRadioTampa.com, Tyler down there, and I guess today is his birthday, so he's probably out getting, like, well, I hope not rip-roaring drunk, because I found out something interesting. He's only turning 19. Now, one thing I was kind of noticing is on his message boards, XRT has a message board system, don't we all, basically he was like, so, you know, I was thanking him for doing that, and he goes, so what are you getting me for my birthday? Well, I told him I would re-gift what he got me last year. He's like, oh, what'd you get me last year?
We were thinking collectively an extra hour curfew.
Yeah, basically, if he's only turning 19, we're going to give him an extra hour curfew. So you could stay out till midnight.
Well,
but if you get drunk, son.
Give me a call. I don't think I'm going to drive down to Tampa. So.
Wow, he lives in Tampa.
Tampa.
Wow, yeah. Did you know that that's in Florida?
Yeah. I'm just thinking about like a Miami Vice fantasy going
on.
That's
right. You like Florida, dude, because you're a big Bush supporter.
Yes, I am. Well, not so much anymore. He's
You don't like the Bush? Wait, you don't like the Bush?
You don't like the Bush.
I like mine bald. So. What?
We tried.
Yeah.
Anywho.
No, he's.
I figure the next woman that you ever hook up with, dude, since you're a big Bush supporter, dude,
is gonna pay for everything.
Is gonna be Noel Bush.
Who?
Noel what? Bush. Jeb Bush's daughter keeps forging Xanax prescriptions.
Oh, that's nice. Sexy. Yes.
That's who you need to hook up with.
His alcoholic daughters.
Yeah, yeah.
I recovered, America.
Oh, get the fuck out of here with the alcoholic daughters thing. What? Jesus Christ.
Okay, wait.
When I was their age, I was fucking behind the fucking Huntress Theater getting sloshed with my fucking friends, all right?
Okay.
The fact that they were just fucking presidential fucking hotties doesn't mean that fucking they can't drink, all right?
Okay.
But you have to remember, you're a minority. You're going to cause problems for white people such as myself, so that's to be expected.
Oh, that's low. Here's the thing, though. You just nailed it on the head.
Got to arrest you before you people become criminals.
Who cares? They're still people.
I don't think you understand. When you're under that amount of scrutiny by everyone, you really have to be careful how you act.
And you're still a youth who doesn't have the same life experience of, say, for instance, my alcoholic dad. So.
Well, I guess maybe they too had an alcoholic dad. You should call them. You have a lot in common.
I'm just saying.
You should call them. You could be like that lady that's hung out at his ranch, you know, trying to get the apology.
She's not going to get it.
Well, I know she's not going to get it. How she approached it. No.
I'm sorry, you're
motherfucker,
so dumb.
Will you listen? But instead of sitting out there for an apology of anything, say, hey, can I get your daughter's phone number?
You know, you filibuster like a liberal.
Me?
Wow. Yeah, you do. Don't let anybody talk over. What a liberal.
Oh, fuck.
Anywho, you guys got anything? How was your guys' week? Other than today, we're... Both of you are fucking half dead. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Trench Carries the Show.
Don't vomit in the microphone.
Don't
I don't know
do
who's going
to
use
mic.
It after you.
Tasty.
How you guys doing?
I'm
super.
Doing all right, man.
You?
All
right. Vaughn, you go
I'm
first.
I'm doing okay. Got a bad alternator on the truck, or at least the bearings are. I need to clean that out. Otherwise, I'm doing okay.
More car problems with more cars.
Need a new battery for the Ford Explorer. It's parked right now.
I've got like 3 weeks worth of shit.
Well, go ahead.
You've been gone for 3 weeks. What happened to you?
A lot.
If only a lot.
This UFO lot stuff.
You know cool. what? If you're going to do this every week, I need to get a copy of like the theme to Young and Restless, dude, with the fucking piano.
Yeah, all
right. Ding, ding, ding.
No, The Red Assassin.
The Red Assassin.
Lost her job, lost her car, lost her dog for a day, you know.
How'd she lose her job?
$135 I think she lost it over. She was embezzling money by way of, hey, you know what, I do the time and attendance and payroll. Let me go ahead and fudge my own numbers.
Then
her own good friend and personal assistant noticed that she fudged the numbers. And took it to her boss. And, well, needless to say, she didn't have a job. They basically said, well, yeah, we could go ahead and fire you and then prosecute you. Or you could just go ahead and sign this letter of resignation so we don't have to pay you you know, unemployment benefits.
Yeah, that's a nice thing. Because if they fire you, then you have to go down, fill out the stuff, and they get a chance to contest
that's good
it.
Blackmail, dude.
And if they fire you for embezzling money, they have to prosecute you.
Yes, they
now,
do.
Now, your wife's life right now is a good country song. What this is about her car as well?
Like not even 3 or 4 days later, her car got repossessed.
Nice. Wow.
What kind of car was she driving?
She was driving a 2005 Kia Sorento.
Wow. Now, how many vehicles she had repossessed in her life?
2.
Whoa, that's a lot of vehicles.
Within 6 months of each other.
Oh!
Yeah.
It's fucking over.
Yeah. Well, she has no job. She has no way to get back and forth. And, well, she wanted to come back to me briefly. And
convenience, right?
Yes. Didn't work out because I got into a jam session with her and her boyfriend and her friends on a speakerphone where they all proceeded to call me things like wife beater and deadbeat dad. So
simply making shit up, and that's fucked up.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Oh, yeah, deadbeat dad. Do you have a car?
Yep.
Do you have a place?
Sure do.
Got a job?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking brilliant. Yeah. And deadbeat.
Hey, the great part about it is when she calls me a loser, I say that. I didn't manage to lose my job. Didn't manage to lose my car. Didn't manage to lose my respect.
Now, hold on. This wasn't recent either. How long ago did this happen?
This is a couple of weeks ago.
Wow.
Nice.
She still doesn't have gainful employment as of yet.
Oh, here's the other thing.
Has she considered the stripping pole?
She has asked me if she can strip. And I was like, you know what? Do you want me to answer that question honestly? And she goes, well, yeah. And I go, you look like a woman who's had, or the last time I seen you naked, you look like a woman who's had 2 kids. You got a flabby butt. You're pasty. And you got stretch marks.
Larry's Villa.
She's thinking about the foxy lady.
Well, I have a question.
What the hell is the foxy lady?
I don't know. It's another shithole.
Okay.
Dude, that sounds pretty bad. We'll have to look that up during the break. Would your wife be willing to come on down here and allow Queen Hesh, who is actually a well-versed stripper herself,
apparently
get
so.
Evaluated by her?
Queen Hesh will give it a straight. I don't think I want the Red Terror, you know, what would you call it? The Red what?
The Red Assassin
down here.
Then let's meet in another place.
It's sort of a touch of death with her, right?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. She tried to take him down, and he got out of that marriage.
Has she thought about doing porn?
You know what? I wouldn't put it past her now.
You know, I think what I'd like to do, I think we should call her up and go ahead and make these recommendations.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You want to?
Would you pay $10 to see his wife give a stranger a blowjob?
Let me think about that.
I would.
I probably would.
Yeah, I would too. I would too. There's $30 right now. She can fill the gas tank of her next imaginary soon be repossessed car.
Yeah, right.
Hey, $30 means she can load up the grocery cart.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go ahead and let's do that. Let's make the recommendation to her. Somebody else here runs VegasCumShots.com.
There you go.
We'll put them in touch.
I couldn't wait for my blind date. I did not sleep that night. Could I catch the perfect match? Would she be Mrs. Wright? A quiet lass, so middle class, dignified, meek and mild. I faced the wrath of a psychopath and a woman that went wild. Before too long, it all went wrong. She went there on for me. But I was trapped when I got slapped by a raving loony. She got me, she caused the scene. I said, you're not my type. But I gave in, how could I win? As she threw another swipe.
Wow, that was very relevant.
Yeah, I thought it was when I realized I had it on this machine.
Yeah, great. But,
yeah, I'm just saying, you know, I've seen your wife right there, and yeah, you know what? I'd probably even go as high as $20 to see your wife in a
Max hardcore. No, I would only go 10.
No. 10.
No.
Take it on the chin?
No. in a Max Hardcore video.
Oh man. Cum dumpster.
Yes.
Yeah, that. Ooh. That means he'd be like pulling her face back and everything.
Using her mouth as a urinal.
Ew.
I'm just saying.
You'd pay $10 to see that on anyone?
Well,
what the fuck is wrong with you? You
no,
pay $10 to watch someone piss on someone else.
I said 20.
Oh, excuse me.
Because it would help pay for the revenge that Jay so justly deserves.
What happens? Wait. What happens if she's really good at it? Exactly. And then all of a sudden becomes a star?
Exactly.
So?
Well, revenge enough is just a fact that...
I think revenge enough is enough that he has, and she doesn't.
Exactly.
Dude, you know what? I'm not going to try to pretend I'm Tom Cruise here, but I did have my, I have had my own
you like Katie Holmes?
Fame.
I hate Katie Holmes.
I hate...
Are you going to get the Scientology rash?
No.
I love her, Oprah.
Are you going to get the Scientology rash?
No. What I'm saying is, I've had the bout with fame right there, and it's fun. It really is. But I wouldn't allow some man to urinate in my mouth.
Not even for $20?
What about some really hot chick?
Nah, I don't think I'd be able
to do it. Gulp. No. He gets camel slapped, swallows it straight down.
Yeah.
Pow.
No, but to put
Donkey punch!
But to add to this whole fun in games,
yeah,
kind of find out that her sister got her power turned off as a result of her because, well, she paid the bill or had our power in her sister's name for a while there.
Okay,
and paid the bill. Okay, well,
did I just hear a ringer?
Yes, you did. Apparently, someone didn't turn down over here.
Apparently so. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey,
man. What's up?
Not much. What's up?
Hey, I was just wondering, this is a comedy show, right?
Sometimes.
I mean, no, I just logged on to these websites, and I'm just seeing, you know, what's going on. I'm interested in your show. It sounds pretty good.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
So, is this like a fully on comedy show? Because I've listened to other stuff like Miami Ice and the Renegades of Comedy.
Ah, two other shows from the LV Rock Studios.
Have you guys listened to those other things too?
Yeah, I have.
I haven't.
Is it pretty good?
I liked them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just want to congratulate you guys. Cause, you know, I like yours the best.
Oh, well, thank you.
Sure. I got to warn you, though. Jay isn't funny.
No.
What's that?
Jay isn't funny.
Oh, sorry. Funny?
I mean, are you coming here looking for humor?
Yeah, because I just, Jesus. You know, went to the website right now, and I'm listening to your show right now.
Cool.
Jay can't be funny, but he has to be taunted to be funny.
Yeah,
his anger is funny.
Yeah, like, what do you consider funny?
You know, obscure comedy, you know?
Oh, obscure.
Yeah, obscure comedy, you know.
So shit no one's heard of, that's funny.
You know what I'm saying?
So, okay,
So, if we start, like, doing Stubby K?
You're cool with that. I mean, yeah. if we break down, like, a Fatty Arbuckle skit, you're cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, when I first saw the Spank Wagon, dude, I thought I was, like, some sort of masturbating, you know,
see?
A jump-on thing, you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, that's sort of like a, you know, it's called a hook.
Hey, wait, guys, man, you know.
It's kind of, yeah, it's kind of like, I can't believe it's not better.
Hold on, bros. My roommate
will
talk to you.
Who's that?
Who are
you talking to? Hello?
Yes,
hi.
Hello.
Who's this?
This is me.
You're on the air.
Why are you talking? Who are you talking to?
I was talking to the caller.
What? What is this? Who is this?
This is Spankwagon.
What?
I can see why he's so desperate for comedy.
Hey, shut up.
Hello?
Could you do me a favor?
Yo, what's up?
You got a 2x4?
What's up?
You got a 2x4?
What?
Dude, I'll call you guys back. Oh, my God.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Wait a minute. I'm very suspicious about this.
Yeah, sounds like we tried to get pranked.
Actually, I think that would be the Renegades of Comedy that are trying to call and prank us. I don't know why. I have this odd feeling because they got Sean O'Mac.
Really?
At his job. And I don't know. Something suspicious
Something
about
suspicious.
That.
Something suspicious. I love that, man.
That's nice.
I just like the whole slut. hey, thanks. Hey, you know what? You made us laugh, so we're gonna try our damnedest.
Yeah, we're gonna just enjoy it, you know. So anywho,
El Smack wants to throw his bit into the ring as well.
All right.
Whereas I just want to see where I was thinking Max Hardcore. El Smack would like to see your wife get a meat donut.
A meat donut.
A meat donut. What the fuck is a meat donut?
He's going to have to elaborate.
For all you don't know, that's basically, it involves anal sex, and that's where the rectum protrudes outside in part of the...
Oh, colon perforation.
Yeah.
Kind of like that horrible. Guy who got fucked by the horse.
Yeah. I think it would turn out really good for your wife.
Hey, whatever makes her happy.
Again,
that's all that
counts. The revenge uh-huh. is the simple fact that he was the stability.
And I still am.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Anyway.
You are a rock, right?
I am solid.
Sinking to the bottom.
Word.
Pronoun. All right.
I'm just saying. I'm throwing it out there. Maybe his wife would like
guys,
to earn
guys,
for cash.
What we're going to do?
She's desperate.
We're going to cut to a break here in just a little bit. So, wanted to let everybody know you are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
And you can find us online at
spankwagon.net.
And I think we'll be back in just a little bit.
Oh, I know we will. Spank Wagon.
It's a garage days, man, and I've been working like a dog. It's a garage days, man, don't you be sleeping like a log. Cause when I play for you, you'll find the things that I do make you feel alright. You know I play all day. You play the metal, make you agree. Well, I can't just listen to you say.
Wagon would like to go ahead now and have a minor correction. Earlier we believed it was El Smack, who is now Voodoo Murphy, who is requesting the meat donut of Flying J's ex-wife. We would like to say we apologize for that erroneous error. That is incorrect. In fact, it was Akari who suggested the meat donut. El Smack himself would like to see a Bukkake session. We just need to get that clear for the record.
And now on to some other programming notes.
Yes.
Tonight we will not be able to see Take Me in the Garden, Honey, nor will you be able to see Anal Bunny Butt Cover Rama Part 5. That instead will be replaced by I'm Going to Hurl Into Your Cunt.
As an added bonus, please stay tuned for King Hesh whilst he plays Backdoor to Happiness and Fuck My Dirty Shithole.
Oh my god, I even said the C word and none of you had like a surprised look on your face.
Why? I use it liberally.
I hate that word.
What, I've been watching a lot more British TV.
What, cunt? What?
Cunt, yeah.
Cunny.
Yeah.
Cunny. Cunny. I don't like cunny.
Is that a verb?
Cunt.
Is cunny
no,
a verb?
No, cunny's not a verb.
I don't like my cunny honey or something like that.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't like cunny though, because cunny, I usually see cunny being referred to like as to girls.
Right.
Cunny is kind of like the bunny of pussy.
What about the full-fledged.
Which one?
Cuncha. Is that like a
cuncha?
More... Yeah,
cuncha?
You fucking cuncha.
Wait.
I never heard that.
Wasn't it someone earlier this week?
At this point, you're making shit up.
No, I'm not. I've heard of cuncha.
Dude, guys. Yeah, I guess chat room needs to help Jay out here with
cuncha.
Linguistics.
Fucking cuncha. Shut up.
I've never heard cuncha.
I've never heard that either.
You're making that shit up.
It was like earlier this week, someone tried to say conch shell. Instead, they said cunch shell. We were talking about, like, I'll put my ear up to a cunt shell. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Conk. Cunt. Conk shell. Conk.
And you had to keep correcting them without saying what they
did. Boy, the smell of ocean's intense.
Boy, this is salty.
dude, red tide.
Better than the Black Death.
There's a carrot up here.
Oh,
Pinocchio!
Oh shit! Hey, you know what? I love Las Vegas. Everybody here knows I love Las Vegas. Everybody listening knows I love Las Vegas.
Mainly because you live here.
Mainly because I chose to live here. Something just completely amazes me with our fucking political system, if you will.
Well, I want to hear this because not much really amazes me.
Yeah, nothing amazes you. Everybody knows that Las Vegas has been doing their 100-year celebration, and that in early January, on July 2nd, they had that free concert. They had Red Hot Chili Peppers and Weezer.
Weezer.
Now, they were going to do it downtown, but it got so fucking hot so quick, like they didn't expect that to fucking happen in the desert.
In the summer.
In the summer. It was a free concert.
Where was I?
And they decided to move it out
like
to
me,
the
you were
Silver
like
Bowl.
Excluded.
Yeah, they moved it out to the Silver Bowl.
Right.
Now, the problem is because they had to do this, we now owe Clear Channel Entertainment $600,000.
Wow.
A ranking Las Vegas official says, and this is from the Las Vegas Sun, says the city will not use taxpayer dollars to reimburse Clear Channel Entertainment $627,209.
For what?
For what the company claims were unexpected costs related to producing the July 2nd free concert.
Well, unexpected costs how? River. They knew it way in advance.
They knew in advance. Here's the unexpected costs. The Texas-based company is asking for $119,631 to cover parking management.
Parking management.
Parking management.
What?
$119,000 to have some schmo in a fucking vest with a flashlight.
Wave you on.
That's it. That's all they're doing. Oh, it gets better. $68,285 for stagehands. Now, I can understand that one. If they had the stage partly assembled downtown and they had to unassemble it and reassemble it, that one I'm cool with. That one I'm just...
Bunch of fucking roadies.
Yeah, because it's union people and they want to rape the good, hardworking citizens of America because they're so tied in with...
Fuck the union!
Crime. All right, anyhow, moving on. No argument. I'm not arguing about that. Oh, yes. $51,335
for
insurance.
Oh, why?
Why is there special insurance when you have something downtown and out there? It doesn't say why. These are what their expenses
bullshit,
are.
Dude. It's not like it's auto insurance and so they suddenly moved and their price went up because of their new zip code.
Exactly. Exactly. They move venues, okay? Why is the insurance more? Why is this an unexplained cost? Oh, here's another one.
This is bullshit.
You ready for this one? This one's a good one. $23,846 for barricades.
Barricades? Why? You rent them, you give them back.
Apparently, they, you know, I mean, obviously they were going to use barricades before, you'd assume, right?
Yeah.
So why all of a sudden more money in barricades?
That's a bigger venue, I don't know.
And it shouldn't be necessary, dude. I mean, where were they going to be downtown?
They were going to be down near the government center downtown.
Yeah. Sam Boyd's already played out, or already designed out, so I think they shouldn't have had that.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Let's find out. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm on the air.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, Steve Magenta. Hey, I'm from the union. That's not cool, because we're hardworking citizens, too.
Really? Well, let's discuss this with some of our anti-union folk.
I don't understand. What do you like about the union?
Are you like a roadie for fucking Michael Jackson, first of all, dude?
Well, I don't know. What's going on? What's wrong with the
union? Hey, speed freak. Slow down. Let us finish, all right? You're calling us. Show us some respect, damn it. You're calling us. You need to show us some goddamn respect if you're going to call us. Do you understand that? Fuck you.
That's like the worst
prank. Wow, that was a horrible, horrible.
That's a horrible prank.
Why are they trying to prank us tonight?
Steve Magenta.
Hi.
Thanks for
I think we're under attack.
Hey,
what do you guys
it
think?
It seems so because we haven't given out the phone number once.
We haven't given out the number, but people who are not current common everyday listeners are calling in.
Hey, that's comedy gold.
Listen,
right
Columbo.
That's not comedy gold.
Yeah,
that's fucking comedy pyrite.
Yeah. Dude, absolutely. But here's the funny thing
fools
is
go.
Right now, hey, all of them are going, they never gave out the number? Oh, fuck.
Never will again.
Scratch this planning session. Spank Wagon's pretty much in the clear.
I'm in the union. Like, union people are actually listening to us on a Friday night in Vegas.
Yeah, really. I mean, union people are out working.
Oh, yeah, he sounded like a union person.
What union? Fudge Packer 102?
Yeah, well, you know.
Hi, I'm here to lay the pipe and take it in. Smack may know them if they take it in the pipe.
I'm sausage handlers number 69.
Yeah, locale 69.
Oh, shit. So anyhow... Also, get this. They were going to try to turn the Las Vegas Centennial into a 10-concert tour.
A 10-concert of what?
Who the fuck cares that we're having 100 years of Vegas? Woo! anybody outside of eggs is going to go this. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think so.
Really? Why not?
Well, okay. Well, maybe this is my assumption.
Yes. That's what they did.
Yeah.
What's the sweater song? Sing the sweater song. You know.
If you want to destroy my sweater.
Yeah. Okay.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I don't know.
Weezer.
All right, check this out, though. I mean, it seems to be Vegas is popular with the rest of the world, seeing as how every time I leave Las Vegas, I get plastered with nothing but Vegas propaganda on TV.
That is true. I mean, anytime you do watch the Discovery Channel, Travel Channel is a big one. Yeah. And, of course, look at all the poker tournaments. Yeah, we do get inundated. You watch a baseball game from not the Anaheim Angels or the
Mighty Ducks.
San Jose, not San Jose, fuck.
The San Diego Padres.
San Diego Padres. They got the San part right. Fucking San. You know, you're going to see Vegas.
Dude, every fourth city in California has a San in it, okay?
Good point. Except for Thousand Oaks, huh? It's not San Thousand Oaks.
That's a lot of Saints there. Come on.
They are primarily overrun with Mexicans, I believe.
San Joaquin. San Francisco.
By the way, I just lost it. Voodoo Murphy, El Smack, has said he's going to go ahead and check with the local pipe fitters charter.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Nice, nice. All right. So let's see. That was a little bit of Las Vegas fuck up there.
This centennial thing. I think the biggest problem.
Well, you realize this is the second time the Las Vegas
first
centennial.
First one was that fucking cake.
Yeah, the cake. I don't know if anybody knows out there. Las Vegas Centennial, 100-year birthday.
We baked the biggest cake.
The biggest. Was it Guinness breaking?
Cake.
Yes, it was.
Really?
Huh? Large fucking cake. They made it in pieces and then shipped it to Cashman Center, assembled it, and did what they had to do.
Okay.
They expected so many people to show up that everybody would eat the cake.
Not everybody showed up. Not everybody ate the cake.
Yeah, they forgot to send out a few invitations, so not everybody showed up to eat the cake.
I didn't even know that this thing happened until I saw it on the news.
First I heard about it.
Yeah, It was a big cake that, you know, the mayor was going to do this thing, everyone was going to get a piece of the centennial cake.
I don't get this.
Maybe Mayor Goodman can, like, truck the homeless people that he trucked out of town back in here to eat the cake.
It's already gone, and I'll explain why.
Okay. Yes.
Now, the cake basically didn't get eaten. Like, I mean, not enough people actually ate the cake to actually justify the making of the cake.
I'm pretty sure that at least the overwhelming majority of that cake was uneaten.
Yeah. Wow. And then what they decided to do with the cake, with the extras of the cake, you ready for this? They shipped it to the pig farm up in North Las Vegas, the only pig farm in southern Nevada. This guy must have been just happier than shit, because he normally gets a lot of stuff from the casinos.
Pig and shit.
Yeah. So he gets all this cake. Then turns around. Then this happens. I want to say it was either Sara Lee or Land O'Lakes or one of those companies. Okay, I want to say Sara Lee is the company that actually made the cake. Brought it here to be assembled. Well, they didn't get all their money. They were out $91,000 for this shit cake that
nobody ate.
Nobody but pigs ate. You know what was the guy's name in Snatch who had the pigs that would eat human?
Bricktop.
Yeah,
Bricktop. You know, we've sent the cake to fucking Bricktop, and Sara Lee or Land O'Lakes or whatever this company was, whoever this company is. Had to bill us for the remainder of the bill, $91,000. So that comes out of the Centennial Fund, which, of course, they vow is not going to be taxpayer expenses, but that's got to come out of somewhere.
I honestly get a feeling. I don't really blame Goodman, not just because I like this guy.
Wife on the chat says Sara Lee.
Yeah, Sara Lee.
Sara Lee made the game.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Obviously.
Nobody does it.
I don't look at the Centennial as like a...
Sara Lee takes it in the pie.
I don't think the Centennial is like a screw-up like Neonopolis is. I think the problem with the Centennial is... Maybe I could forgive the Sara Lee thing.
Hey, Neonopolis is not a screw up.
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, Neonopolis is a screw up.
I just get this feeling that with when it comes to the Centennial, these people like Clear Channel, I think they're just seeing money with Vegas and trying to fist fuck us for all the cash they can.
I can agree with that.
All right.
I can absolutely agree with that. You know, they want to get in because Vegas is the in thing. I mean, let's think about this. 1.7 million people out here, right? 1.7 million people living in Las Vegas, Nevada.
1.7 million.
How many of those people actually care? Well, we got three in here, I'll agree.
I didn't get a chance to go to Helderado days myself.
My wife went to Helderado. My wife did a lot of the stuff downtown, and she said it was pretty cool. You know, but we're also the type that we actually go to the public library and use that system. Funny how that fucking works out.
Well. That's hey, speaking of public library, you hear about that one woman? Library.
Which one?
She rented a video at the library up there in Las Vegas and got something like a Happy Times Rainy Day Fun Time Surprise, you know, some happy scrappy hero pup, and it turned out there's like some hardcore lesbian porn.
Nice. Nice. Someone switched tapes.
No, they didn't. They recorded over it.
Ha ha. Nice. Happy scrappy hero pup. Yeah. Of course it'd have to be Happy Scrappy Hero Pub.
Yeah, I know. The reference right there, obviously. But it literally was some happy time, sunshine, rain.
And of course you get lesbian sex. That's good.
I think all kids should learn
shit like that's going
sex.
To happen.
Of course.
You know, any time. I mean, let's take a look at what we did when I was younger. We would rent games from this hole-in-the-wall mom-and-pop video game store, okay? If we liked the game... We traded, we had, you know, the cracker screwdriver that could actually get around the security screw.
Yeah.
And we would open it up, switch the ROM, and switch it for something that sucked. Close it back up, return it. Dude, someone did something to this. It's not that game. Give it back to them, and we'd play, like, fucking, you know, Earthworm Jim till like, fucking two
that's
days
fun.
Later. You know, I mean, that's, you know.
I don't understand it. We got 60 copies of Altered Beast.
Rise from your grave.
Yeah, we played that game.
Wow, he's got the music and everything.
He still plays a Sega Genesis.
Seriously?
I have a Sega CD.
Oh, wow.
Final Fight is the absolute end-all, be-all best port there ever was.
So, anywho. Oh, God, everybody's like, oh, no, more Back on the Farm stories. Man, fuck you.
Back on the farm!
Back on the farm. I didn't live on the farm, people.
Yeah, you did. You were Mennonite, you said.
I was what?
A Mennonite.
Oh, yes, I'm Mennonite, yes. Me and technology somehow just all of a sudden became instant lovers.
You're recovering Mennonite.
Oh, I'm a recovering Catholic, I'll go for that. I don't think I'll go for recovering Mennonite.
Recovering Catholic.
How do you be... Okay, look, you want to call me a recovering Mennonite,
remember... You are with the English on the permanent Rumspringa.
Oh, here we go. It's over with. Fuck you. What kind of... Sounds like a fucking car starting. Jesus.
That was my
that's your car starting.
Okay. That's your four cylinders of frustration.
And ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Foley Hour with Claude Balls, Trencher, and Fruity fucking J.
Someone's at the door. I'll go get it. Hi there, I'm a yokel union rep.
No, you gotta do that really.
Hi, my name is
Yes, my name is Blanket. Blanket McGee.
Blanket McGee.
We're giving this guy a little bit too much time and energy, so let's move it on.
Yes, sir.
Captain Subtlety. By the way, Voodoo Murphy wants to know, will we be graced by Ghetto Haiku tonight? Are you still recovering?
I'm not feeling very inspired, but...
I'll let it slide if you show up next week.
Move the mic. Diggs points out that he used to trade his games at a dump called Chico's Video Games and Wigs. Chico's Video Games and Wigs.
Where the hell is that place? I gotta know.
Chico's... One half is Wigs, the other half is Video Games.
Hey, all right, check it out. We're going to get you this copy of Pac-Man... And hook you up with a Liza Minnelli special, okay? So. That's great, because I'm crazy like that. I'm Chico.
Hey, we got like two. We got a two special deal tonight, folks. We got your cancer recovery wig on top on cancer recovery wig on top of Altered Beast. Is that cool,
wow,
man?
That's really interesting. That's a good niche that no one has ever thought to market to. Tranny gamers.
There you go. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
That's not funny.
What's not funny?
That wasn't cool.
What's
not? Oh, God, I love you.
Where's Chico?
Gosh.
Wow.
Huh?
God,
dude, you guys don't want to play.
Huh?
You guys don't want to play with Team Magenta.
That's like the goofiest fucking laugh, dude.
It's like I'm listening to someone impersonation on
Michael Jackson on South Park, dude.
I can't stand Michael Jackson.
Play with me, Blanket.
I'm a Prince fan myself. What about you guys?
What's your favorite color? Wow, crickets.
You guys like acid?
I do like acid.
You guys
want to
come over, watch Home Alone, drop some acid with me?
Only one time, see 11.
I'm sorry, I'm going to be laughing like this chump for the rest of the
time. No, it's going to be like...
My car.
This is gonna be like our new inside joke, dude. You know.
I'm a big fan, really. I don't know.
Blow you away.
Right. Moving on.
I can't believe
our caller.
Yeah. That's
mean,
great, dude. What, you know what? You hung up on him. We should like get that guy's like number in case he wants to plug himself. You know,
He plugs himself every fucking night.
E-heckler, man.
E-heckler, there you
no
go.
No more fucking computer hour at the fucking opportunity. We can't. He's in between making mailboxes. Okay? It's not fucking working.
By the way, this says I was in like Merced, California. So. I just want to point that out. And I don't know what it is. We're getting this fucked up caller. I don't know. It's funny. I'm going to laugh. I mean, it's funny shit, but...
Hey, do a black person voice next time, all right?
Just what do you want? I can do Elvis, you know, but I can't do Afro. I'm not Afrocentric enough. You're almost black.
Yeah, almost.
Dude, next time, Edward James Olmos needs to answer the phone.
Edward James Olmos?
Oh, my God. Chico's Wigs and Video. Get the phone number. It's in... Hello, you are calling Chico's Wigs and Video. Oh, my God. No, go back. Go back to Google, because you found it in Google.
Yeah, hold on. I just found it here, too.
God damn. We are helping Diggs find his history. We are helping Diggs relive his past by reacquainting him.
Chico's Video and Wigs at 615 West Main Street, Merced,
California.
Do you
want to call them?
Yeah, I got
a phone number. Call them. Okay, I got to mend my mic because I'm already laughing too much already. So Claude's going to take this one.
All right. I can do it. Just wondering if you had the latest... Anyways.
I don't hear anything.
You want to try dialing that again?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay. You killed my line.
Well, the line's dead.
It's a busy signal now.
Oh, that's too bad. Calling Chico's Games and Wigs.
I mean, the two go together like peanut butter and chocolate.
Like lemon tuna fish.
You got your chocolate on peanut butter.
It's ringing.
JJ.
Maybe Chico went home. Maybe Chico went home to be Chica.
You have reached 723-1139. We're not in at the moment, but if you please leave your name, number, and message, we'll return your call as soon as possible. Thank you.
Yeah, this is just calling. I was looking up to try to get in touch with Chico's Video Games and Wigs. I just want to see what new releases you had in.
End of recording.
Wow.
Whoa.
They hung up on us.
Jesus, their voicemail must be very full.
Wow.
Hi, my name is Click.
Hi, I'm Click.
So if you too would like to reach Chico's Videos and Wigs,
area code
209-723-1139.
Yeah, hey, on acid. Do you guys want to drop acid and watch TV? Woo!
Wow.
That's great, dude. You think Towley there will call back in?
Yeah, don't forget to bring a towel.
God, you're right. That is Towley.
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
You guys want to call Spankwagon?
What wig?
Let's call Spankwagon, kids.
Chico's Video and Wigs. It really exists.
It fucking exists. I mean, not that we're calling Diggs a liar, but we were just
fascinated at the two.
Totally fascinated.
Two of those.
So
wonderful.
Diggs says sounds like they aren't in business anymore, and someone else has their number. I actually got that number off the internet
That was on the interweb.
At mymerced.com.
So City of Merced.
In their business directory. So I'll be damned. Maybe Chico got taken over by the man, dude.
By the
like
man.
Back taxes.
Yes. Chico and
Freddy
the
Friends
man.
Would be proud.
If he wasn't dead.
I said would be. Jesus.
Damn it, boy. Get me my Elvira wig. It's not my job.
Yeah, it's my job, man.
Mow.
Giddy up.
That was the 70s, man. You got to love it.
Yeah, the 70s. Yeah, he was with Grandpa Joe, too, on that show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was. I know I'm going to mispronounce the name, but Kaiji goes, do you want to play video games, drop acid, and wear wigs? Woo! I think we just beat our prank caller to their own bit. So just want to point that out. Anywho.
Call back. We want to talk to you.
You're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio.
Want to remind everybody, if you're listening through any of our syndicates, you could join us online live.
Live.
We have a chat room. Go to spankwagon.net. Click cam/chat. Click on that. You can watch us and chat with us. So, and then maybe we won't open the phone lines. This has been far more entertaining.
Yeah.
Should we officially open the phone lines? Let's wait until...
Oh, gosh, not the floodgates to hell again.
I know.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, the minute we open
the
phone lines...
Oh, what the hell? Let's go ahead and do it. 1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas locals,
383-8120. That's a cool phone number.
Kagi. Okay, thank you.
The floodgates to hell are open. Grab a horn.
Wait a minute. Could that be Stitz calling us?
Untangle my tingle.
Whoa. All right.
Oh, God.
He says it pronounced better to pronounce KG.
KG. Okay, well, we'll still fuck it up every week. Just ask Wastrel and just ask Taiki.
A wastrelling we will go.
A wastrelling we go. I hold the dairy.
Oh.
You can't sing for shit.
I didn't ever. I've never said I can sing.
Come on. Sing the theme to Love Boat. Do it for me. Do it now.
Love Boat. Exciting. It's not, dude. It's not the Love Shack.
I don't
it's the
care.
Love exciting hey. And new. Come aboard. We're expecting you.
The what?
The Love Boat. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Enough of this shit. Enough.
All right.
Okay. Because it's time for Dead Celebrity.
Back from the dead, I see.
Sorta. When it's convenient.
Brains and pranks.
Ladies in time.
Ladies in time.
It is now a gentleman.
Who's dead?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's now time.
That's gonna be a permanent fixture
for Spankwagon
huh?
to honor the dead with our
Dead Celebrities of the Week.
Oh, Canada.
Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, no. This week's dead celebrity, ABC News anchor Peter Jennings, dies at the age of 67. Peter Jennings, longtime anchor of ABC's World News Tonight, died Sunday in Manhattan after a four-month fight with lung cancer. The cancer sticks have won.
You shall not pass my colon.
You know he, like, quit for years, too.
He quit for the last 20. But yeah. Guess what? That shit will sneak up and fuck
oh,
you
no.
in.
Fuck yeah. you. He lived in New York.
He started back up after 9/11. The stress was too great, so he started smoking again the last few years.
So Osama bin Laden killed Peter Jennings.
He won.
Osama bin Laden killed him?
Yes. On George Bush's watch, no doubt.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. There you go. That's the ultimate revenge. He's like going, I got you, George Bush. I got you very good. I killed your newsman. I killed your
That's
favorite
right.
newsman.
He's not from Queens, dude.
I don't care.
He looks like it, but
well,
he's not.
Maybe. I swear to God, he must have ran that one shop. Maybe he was, also worked at Carlos's Wigs and Games.
Chico.
Same difference?
No, it's not the same.
This is Carlos. This is Chico. Gucci, Gucci.
Peter Jennings. Oh, fuck, I can't do it. Peter Jennings, that celebrity of the week. He died. He was like 67. Yeah, everybody knows this already.
Yeah.
They're done.
Come and knock on my door. Go and get me a beer.
Jesus.
Yeah, Three's Company.
Shit, man.
I'm sorry.
You should actively compete on Name That Tune.
Yeah, right.
If you want to make sure everyone else fucking lives.
I can name that song in no notes.
I could fuck up that song right before it even starts, man. I'm that good.
Of course, says fatality. Osama wins.
All right, I think we need to
Wow, I should. You know what? Somebody should have photoshopped that over the World Trade Center ruins.
Oh, fatality. That would be hardcore. Oh.
Fatality.
Friendship.
All right.
Oh, that was Mortal Kombat.
Yes, he can't do very good Mortal Kombat.
I guess I don't do shit well, so why don't we go to a fucking break?
I hope you play better trance than you can, like, humanly beatboxly produce.
Shut up.
Oh, hey, yeah, you can.
We'll be back.
I have a new way to go. I am the way of the future. I am the new way to go. I am the way of the future.
There's a lot of innocent people being crucified.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Does he look like a fish?
Listen, all you motherfuckers!
Pigmeister, I love you!
Aren't you lucky? You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
From a long time ago, just a time I was 7 days, take it to my castle far away.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Peter Cetera.
Peter Cetera.
Give it up for Peter Cetera.
Thank you. Sexual fudge.
Sexual fudge.
Sexual fudge. Sexual accident.
Yeah, is that when you come in the eye?
Oh, Jesus. Would that, well, wait a minute. For porn stars, is that considered, you know, an industrial accident?
It would be.
You know?
That's a good point. Is SEMA on the... Is semen... You're right. Is semen on the hazmat list
yes.
of...
Yes. When it's in quantity, what's in bulk. Remember, we talked about this when
we did... We did talk about this. Yes, I'm the one that brought that
five
up.
5 gallons of spank.
Yes, about medical waste.
I don't
want
to see that ever again.
So.
Hey, you want to see something really good? Check this out. You weren't here last week. This is China's giant clit.
That's a dick.
Yeah, this is... I don't know why you want to...
That's X-Pac's penis.
This is disgusting. Dude, put that shit away.
That's a dick. She's walking around with Fojo.
We're enough of that. Well, I even want to go into another bit, and I don't know if I want to go into...
It's the education of Flying J.
I don't think Jay needs education. I mean, any more than anyone else.
No.
All right, let's see.
Right
what
here.
Are we going to do right now? Looking at the clock.
Kaji has brought up a picture of Aeon Flux. Or at least
I saw it on a popcorn bag. She looked fucking incredibly hot.
But she wouldn't wear... She insisted on wearing pants. Charisse Theron or whatever insisted on wearing pants when she did...
That's not Aeon Flux.
Where's the curl? Where's that fucking curl that comes up?
I can't see her midriff or ass cheeks. And I'm not just saying that because it's Charlize Theron. I'm just saying that's the way Aeon was
That's the way
designed.
Aeon was drawn. Anybody who knows what we're talking about remembers
back in the day,
MTV had a TV show called Liquid Television. One of the segment cartoons was called Aeon Flux, A-E-O-N-F-L-U-X. It was about an assassin who is a cloned assassin. One kills, they activate a new one, but it's all the same main female character with all the same memories and everything.
Yeah.
And the main villain, who really wasn't a villain, but is a villain, is really fucked up. Trevor, what's
Trevor? Trevor Goodchild.
Trevor Goodchild. Futuristic, very depressing. Cool fucking cartoon to watch, though.
She looked good. So she looks good.
Charlize Theron looks good, but
better,
she doesn't
better
look
than Monster.
I don't know. Maybe not.
Yeah, yes. Huh.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey there, boys. This is Big Jim from down at the Pipe Stuffers Union. I checked the rosters in... It looks like the only person we got around here that's on there would be Trencher, but that smack guy. But nobody else is on the Pipe Stuffers Union.
Well, you know what? I carry the card proudly. Then thank you, caller.
No problem.
All right.
So there you go.
Trencher is just a journeyman. He's only dilated at 4 inches.
What do you know? I'm not into full 6-inch piping yet.
Get that sweet crude.
All right. So Aeon Flux. Okay, so Aeon Flux is also Liquid Television. Toe in the chat room points out Liquid Television is also where Beavis and Butthead got to start.
Frog Baseball.
Frog Baseball.
And Sir Grotius, the Roman god of feces.
Yep. So basically what's going on here...
Well, they went to the Monster Truck Show.
They went to a Monster Truck Show.
Oh, yes. Okay.
The thing is, and the whole deal... Oh, I think we had a net split. We're trying to drop people left and right off the chat. If you're dropping off a chat, it looks like we're still going, so just join in the chat. It'll be all good. Anywho, I better hold off on Mad Props until everybody gets back in the chat, huh? So there you go, people. Once the net split gets taken care of.
Yeah.
Anywho, the AM Flux, though, it doesn't look right. I'm sorry, Claude is right. The costume was so fucking, like, for a kid,
you guys,
you know,
just want to see the ass. That's
we want to see the ass. We want to see the tits hang over the top.
The reason is, yeah, Charlize Theron, I do like looking. She's good, especially after
Monster.
No, not Monster. Devil's Advocate, dude.
Oh, right.
Devil's Advocate,
that
yeah.
That was some good muff.
Yeah, it was.
Good muff shot.
Yeah.
No, the reason is, I know what Aeon Flux, the problem here is, you're going to have people that are like, oh, look, comic book. Let's just simply try to take a formula. But the problem is, this isn't going to be like X-Men or Marvel or anything like that.
Well, no,
see,
this
I
is
was
way
gonna argue
fringe.
That. Okay, you talk about sticklers for costumes and shit. I mean, mm-hmm. I didn't. Last time I checked, Wolverine was a sport in fucking
listen,
yellow and blue fucking spandex.
But the point here is,
the costume.
You're missing the point.
No.
I'm talking about the storylines and shit. The problem is, the people cannot fucking wrap their heads around the mind fuck that Aeon Flux was in a lot of things. A lot of shit that Aeon Flux did made absolutely no fucking sense, but it was cool to watch. And the problem here, therein lies, that you're going to have studio executives and fucking screenwriters, they're going to try to make some kind of fucking sense out of the script, and that's why it's going to fail miserably.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'll watch it.
Well, there's going to be fanboys who watch it. I mean,
no, I mean, I just think Charlize Theron is incredible looking, and I'll watch, especially as a brunette, you know.
As a brunette, Charlize Theron looks horrible as a blonde.
Yeah,
looks
well, no,
great
she looked
as a brunette.
She looked at 2 Days in the Valley, man. You can't tell me when she like started throwing down with Terry Hatcher, man. That didn't fucking give you a pop and
boner. I've seen that movie.
Jesus Christ, man, she was fucking incredibly hot in that movie. Blonde.
So, does anybody?
All white.
I mean, there has to be a reason she's wearing pants, because I want to say she was the one that said, "I will
yes,
not."
Yes, she's the one that did not want to wear anything with the Aeon Flux costume. She didn't want to show her midriff, let alone like you know.
Okay.
A lot.
Here's
more.
The fact then. Why is it that? I mean, how many kids has it been then since Devil's Advocate? Why is it okay then, not okay now? Are they?
That's
is this some?
Point.
Is this some science? I mean, I hate to ask. I'm not trying to be an asshole. Is it something Scientology based?
No. Well, you put it up. You get put up for an Oscar, okay? Then you start changing your attitudes about things.
I don't know. I mean, I
well,
honestly.
Well, he does have a point. Maybe she wants to go ahead and make sure she keeps making that high profile stuff. Although,
yeah.
You know what? It's right. I never even put two and two together to say, you know what? She has done in nude scenes, so. She obviously should not have any problem with nudity unless she's a recent
prude.
She's
obviously very comfortable with herself, but what caused the switch?
Let me go ahead and give you guys an example. If you're not sure who Aeon Flux is, though, oh, yeah, there's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. Me, too. But yeah. If you've ever seen The Fifth Element and what's her face?
Lilu.
I can't remember the name.
Mila
Jovovich.
Yeah. Mila Jovovich, yeah. Imagine what she was
That's
wearing. Where
that
was,
white
where,
outfit.
Right, where it was just basically like cloth straps around her.
But
that's
black.
Almost yeah. Imagine it where instead it's black, long
and
curled
and
hair.
D cups,
definitely, and like
thigh high boots,
thigh high rubber PVC boots.
Yeah, I mean it was, and the style. I mean, in some of the
very and has to be very very limber, almost to do painful looking shit with the body.
Yeah, horrible, painful calisthenics. I mean, just very even more than Spider-Man could have put out because that's just how. I mean, they made. The people look very alien, very mechanical, but yet fluid, if that makes
yeah,
sense.
And that, yes. was the original Liquid Television run that nobody really said anything in it at all.
I
you know?
No, there
no,
was
the,
very
the,
few.
Matter of fact, other than maybe like screams or sounds like that, there was no actual dialogue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, Trevor Goodchild had dialogue.
I don't remember Trevor Goodchild
no,
ever
no,
having dialogue
he had
in the
dialogue
Liquid Television.
Until the regular series. Aeon Flux the series. That's when people started talking.
Yeah, and the whole thing was that she had to get to Trevor Goodchild to stop something from happening, and then of course he had serious armaments and protection, and you know, and it was a future alien world based. So like fucking robots would come out of these just pods all covered in pus. But they were robots. It was really fucked up.
I remember, like, on the episodes as well, you had to eat in private and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like I say, it was a really weird vision of the future. And Trevor Goodchild, we always perceived to be the enemy because of Aeon was always fighting him. But there were a lot more things, too, where you learned Trevor was basically... he was a bleeding heart fascist.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way to put it. Dude, Trevor Goodchild took control of Monica... because of the one fucking leader guy who wanted to go ahead and create satellites to destroy the world, we found out in another episode.
Yep.
That's what towards the end of the series when it started getting like deep into a mind fuck, and I want to say Aeon Flux, where it was we definitely know it was multiple clones because we've seen it where her living quarters were destroyed.
Yeah. I remember that where her guns popped out of the ceiling because everyone's under this fascist state.
Yeah,
kills her. reseeds, and all of a sudden she's hatching from another pod.
But we also learned she's actually cloned from, like, Trevor Goodchild's wife at one point,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
Yeah. I want to see her, like, just die in, like, a bunch of different horrible ways.
Well,
in the movie.
That's...
You know,
you
and,
have,
and, right? that would have been the best part about seeing Aeon Flux movies, to get to see Charlize Theron, you know, just not get, only, yeah, you know, really, really sporting some good cleavage, but killed multiple times.
Killed multiple times. And that's... You got to wonder, are they going to do that? Are they going to explore that avenue?
Because death is sexy. Yeah.
Can be.
Yeah, it can be. You've done right. I mean, stylized death is sexy.
There's nothing like
snuff movies
nothing,
are not.
Yeah, no. Hey, there's nothing better than a good snuff film. What are you talking about? Jeez.
You've been watching fucking executions too much.
Yeah.
So. With a chick who gets stripped naked and stoned to death.
Baby. I'm playing a guy.
Anywho.
Like, looking at me with these concerned eyes, like, what's wrong with this fucking?
Oh yes, we are, dude. It's like you're like fucking Scagnetti from Natural Born Killers. Hey, what's up, baby? You ever been strangled? That's fucking you right there for a
nice.
Second there.
Dude, I watched, like, Greg the Bunny the movie. Greg the Bunny the movie or something like that.
Never heard of it.
Well,
I didn't like it. It was
Green
stupid. It was
show.
Stupid.
Well, it was a short-lived show on, like, Fox, and then they go into that saying that we used to have a television. Anyways, it was one of the main characters strangles their whore to death in a Las Vegas casino. It was great.
Weird.
Yeah. Interesting.
Anywho, I think what we need to do is...
I think everybody's back.
I think everybody's back, so I think we... And then this is old music, but we need to do...
So we're feeling rather old school tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time where we acknowledge you, our faithful listeners, by giving you...
Mad Props!
Yeah.
So, everybody in the studio here, let's grab our clicker liquor. And let's give up those mad props. First, let's say hello to 40
mad props.
Let's say hello to Hunky Tari.
Hunky Kari.
Hunky Kari.
Mad props.
Way to get those names out.
Let's give mad props to KG.
It's Kaji. Mad props.
We warned him we'd screw it up. Let's give mad props to Toe.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to Virtual One.
Mad props.
Let's give mad props to Voodoo Murphy.
Mad props.
Let's give it up to Vocaris.
Mad props.
Mad props to Whiff.
Mad props. So mad we'll hit the microphones.
And finally, hey, it's Tyler from XRT. The guy we begged to for last week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Let's give it up to XRT.
Mad props.
I forgot to hit the loop on the music. Whoops. Anyhow, that's Mad Props, where
for
we
this week,
acknowledge you,
the listener, for listening and being
Thank
so
you.
Faithful to us.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, really. We actually, good listeners counts today.
Love you.
We really like that. That's very nice. If you missed out on Mad Props, though, next week, get your asses over into the chat room. We've told you how many times, for how many weeks, for almost... Actually, it's coming up on a year, I believe, next week that we've been doing the show.
One year.
It was 1 year ago that we actually did the test run here at the studio, the first time we sat in these seats and fucked around on the microphones. So it's been a full year, folks. So maybe we'll talk more about that next year, or next week.
Next year.
Next
one
year.
Day...
We'll get around to it.
When the apocalypse comes thousands of years ago...
And you're going to die...
All that future generations
Give
will
me that nervous
the past line. Is going to be us.
You're going to die. You're gonna die.
Don't fucking miss your magenta.
Fucking.
Don't forget to bring a towel.
Someone trying to prank us. You can't prank us.
You guys want to get high? You guys like acid? You guys want to get high?
That's great, dude.
What show?
That's a very Negro version of Mr. Towel.
You do have African side.
He does, man. Very, very little
He's
of it.
He's got a lot of soul, dude.
Oh, God.
Mark grew up in a poor side of town, dude. You've been on welfare as a child.
Yes, absolutely. I have. Absolutely.
You have tasted
government cheese.
Government cheese.
I've had
that's
to,
the best cheese ever.
I do not like it. I had to mix up government peanut butter because the oil just comes
white
atop.
Label.
And you know what's worst about white label peanut butter? Huh. The worst part about white label peanut butter, you open it up, you look at it. First, the oil seeps to the top.
Yes.
Right. Instant, yeah. Okay, you mix it in. And then you spread the peanut butter. It isn't peanut butter like you get with Skippy. It isn't smooth. It's crunchy. But it's not crunchy because of peanuts. It's crunchy because of sugar. Like, there's so much sugar in ghetto peanut butter that you fucking get a sugar rush off of peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
It's not ghetto peanut butter. It is government.
Hey, speaking of ghetto.
It's white label, okay?
When I went over to Big Mama's the other day, right, they referred to Kool-Aid as ghetto juice. Yes.
It's on their menu, by the way.
Yeah, ghetto juice.
Yeah, ghetto juice.
Yeah. Kool-Aid in parentheses. That's
Big
that's
Mama
great.
Also claims that if the Colonel could cook chicken as well as she does, that he'd have been a general by now.
Yep. Oh, by the way, Kaji says, wow, 1 year, only listened to a couple times, seems a lot longer. Remember when Rev was telling me about it and talking to Trench in the R's anime channel. Actually, Spankwagon Radio has been around for 5 years.
5 years ago.
5 years coming up this fall. We're going to be celebrating, and we're actually planning on, with listeners and station people and anybody who should come around, maybe not necessarily want to come around, but should come around.
Come on down. We're going to have like some free food.
We're going to do some good stuff. And, I mean, you know, we're not announcing everything yet.
Punch and pie.
Punch and pie, for
punch
sure.
And pie. Yeah.
And, you know, we're going to definitely have a nice big 5 year.
Make a road trip to Roscoe's. Huh?
There you go. Or we got Big Mama's. They sell
Big
ghetto juice.
But they don't have chicken and waffles.
Yes, they sell fucking neck bones.
Oxtails.
Chitlins. Speaking of things that are disgusting.
Gizzards.
Thinking of things that are disgusting. What the fuck were you telling us on the break?
Huh.
These half ton of fun.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What the hell happened to you this weekend?
Oh, well, it wasn't that. It was like last week.
Tell us.
I went to a concert with some friends, last minute thing. And, you know, it was chick music. But anyways, there were just some huge fucking women. Women that I wouldn't fuck with your dick.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the kind thoughts.
But as the night progressed, I was getting more and more festive.
Okay, so you're getting festive with fat chicks.
Yes.
Okay.
And then one came up to me, a Korean one, who had just the biggest fucking calves I think I've ever seen on a human, and goes, hey, you like my friend? And I look over, and it's, of course, her 250-pound Honduran friend.
Yeah. Ooh, you're getting some Latin American love in there.
Jesus.
I'm trying to be polite.
Dude,
like,
how big were the calves?
Dude, they look like footballs. We're stuffed underneath
her
legs.
Oh, geez, yeah. She didn't have fucking ankles.
She had hams. Straight cankles.
She had fucking hams that fit into shoes.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much. And so anyways, I go, she's nice. I'm trying to be polite and all that, right? And a little bit later, you know, I get to talk to the Honduran chick, and she was like, I love to suck cock. And I'm like,
whoa, okay.
Boy, that just came out of nowhere.
So you, of course you have a fat person who obviously likes to eat, telling you how much she wants to put your man meat into her mouth.
Pretty much.
I'd panic at that point.
Yeah, well, why? I was. I wasn't exactly, like, screaming because I was drunk, so it didn't really matter. The thought was like, well, you know, I could get a blowjob, and it doesn't really matter. I wouldn't respect myself in the morning, but I don't.
You already don't.
Anyways. Exactly. So, but then her Korean friend comes up and proceeds to start grabbing me on the ass.
Now, her Korean friend was also fat?
Yeah, she's a big.
So, literally, you had both hemispheres of the fucking earth standing there next to you, grinding on you.
I did not know which gravitational pull I wanted to be sucked into.
So, which one did you go for?
I didn't go for either one. The thing is, they were going for me like a couple of fucking caged animals. Like, I never thought I had my junk grabbed more times in one place, one time, than that night. And
Why didn't you go for it, dude? You could have had a good sandwich.
I felt dirty, you know.
Good sandwich? Jesus Christ.
However,
80-20. 80% fat, 20% fucking meat here.
The good news is I did.
And apparently Jay says that's his cock alone.
I did get hooked up with the cute one.
Wait,
okay.
So there was
a third.
Oh, there's
a
third.
A third.
So now we have two hemispheres, and what was the thumb? How big was the third?
She was a very attractive, slim.
Woman. Slim. Okay, so she was slim. So her two fat friends were wingmen.
They were trying to just see how much I could endure before they threw me off to, okay, he's into cuter chicks.
Hey, you want to blow it up?
Yeah. Bad part about it is I almost went for
you
it.
You almost went for
Why
it.
Why not, dude? You could see two of them have a cat fight over you.
Is your will that weak?
It is when I'm drinking the right shit.
What was the right shit this evening?
Mind erasers. So.
Wait.
What's a mind eraser?
It's a lot of shit.
That does not help.
A lot of shit is a lot of shit.
You were the world's worst fucking bartender. There's a lot of shit.
I want a mind eraser. Okay.
I don't know. Had like a bunch of shit in it. High octane drink. That's all I know.
I imagine no matter what you make, you'd be making fucking kamikazes.
Jesus Christ. Last night I had fucking flaming Dr. Peppers, man.
Flaming Dr. Peppers?
Don't ask.
Yeah. They take shit. I actually know what this is. They take a beer. And I forget, what's the drink in the shot glass?
I have no idea.
Well, they put some hard liquor in a shot glass, uh-huh. They light it on fire, dunk it in the beer, and then you drink it. And supposedly, the combination of the two drinks tastes like Dr. Pepper.
Interesting.
Right. Which it didn't.
I mean...
And the thing is, nobody alerted me that my fingers were still on fire after drinking it.
Oh, so, nice! Yeah. Are your fingers burnt then, or
no,
what?
No, actually, they went out, you know, so, which is good. Alcohol burnt off, and I was cool.
Well, that's
good. I didn't really feel it, so...
Yeah, I got drunk, hit on by fat chicks, set on fire.
You know, it's good. It's good for the self-esteem. At least you go, at least somebody will fuck me. So, you know, I could strike out over and over again.
But you hooked up with the other one.
I did.
And what happened there?
Well, I mean, we met up a little bit later, and you know, well, I.
Our listeners want to know
details, man.
Well, I just went back to her place
and
stayed the night for a little bit.
What did you watch? Full House?
No, not this time.
Did you drop acid and watch Home Alone?
No.
Did you score?
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
So, I mean...
Well, our listeners want to know.
Well, I'm not going to sit there and just go to some woman's house at 4 o'clock in the morning and go, hey, let's watch the TV.
Let's watch the boob tube.
Can
let's
I sleep on
fun.
Your couch?
Well, maybe. I mean, some people like that.
I don't.
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, yo, what up, dog?
What's up, G?
What's going on, man?
Not much, man.
What y'all be drinking?
What we be drinking, man?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. What you be drinking?
I'm drinking toilet water
you guys
right
like
now.
That OE?
Oh, dude,
man.
Eight ball.
Gotta go for a Mad Dog 2020, man.
Actually, OE is very good. Myself, I'm craving St. Ives.
Hypnotic and Hennessy. Hypnotic and Hennessy.
Dude, I gotta tell you right now, that's the worst imitation of a black person I've ever heard.
I know, I tried. I thought it was pretty cool, though.
I wonder who this is. Maybe
like
my first guess is wrong.
Steven Magento, what's up, guys? What's up, biatches?
Huh? Who?
Who?
What?
It's like fucking Jack who? Jack Burton, me.
Steven Magento.
Oh, hey, Steve, how's
it
going?
Oh, my God, I haven't seen you since never. Gosh, holy crap.
How's the mother?
How's your mama doing?
Hello? Did we lose you, Steve?
Steve?
You scared Steve off.
I don't think it's all that difficult. Hey, you found out who I am.
Pia Biatches. Yeah, OE.
Yeah, let me hit the OE. Yeah.
I don't understand this. I don't even know who that is. Maybe my first guess was wrong. It sounds like something they'd pull.
I don't know
who it is.
So we'll find out. I'll
fucking
have
serial caller. That's great.
I'll take it. Gives us a little bit of time killing.
I've been looking at you through the bedroom window.
Is this Steven Jackson? Wow, that was like one of our first fucking reoccurring jokes, and we just brought it back. Shit,
yes.
We are fucked.
The anniversary draws nigh.
Yeah, it does too, and it's even pretty soon.
Oh wow. Anyways, yeah, there goes my alcoholic binge.
So basically, you got some from the skinny girl, but come on, what if the two fat girls were there and they wanted like a?
I'll tell you,
quadsome.
I probably would. I'm just... But see, the Korean girl was married, too. That was
so?
Married. Yeah, she didn't fucking care. She was fucking...
So. Wait. So you were over at her house at 4 in the morning?
No.
Okay.
Oh, no.
She's talking about the fat chick.
No, Patty. Yeah.
Patty.
Patty, dude.
Patty.
Patty's a straight fat girl's name.
Well, her name's Patricia. She's Mexican. That's the skinny one.
The skinny one was
yes,
Patty.
Yes.
That's because
well, that's kind of a
that's
twist.
When you're fucking her, you're like playing patty cake on her legs with a slap sound.
Patty cake.
Patty cake,
Baker's. Well, wait, you got
nobody those... fucks with Steve Magenta.
God love you, man.
God, I love that. Yeah, that's great. Steve Magenta or whatever. Gotta love that. Anywho.
Maybe you should have that person come down here and become wingman for Flying J.
You know what? Flying J hangs out at gay bars. Steve Magenta obviously is
very
queer.
I've only went to one, and I don't go there anymore.
Have you broken off your gay bar habit?
I've only been there once, and that should get laid, period.
So you go to the gay bar to get laid?
With a female.
You go to the gay bar with a female to get laid.
Well, that was her stipulation. She wanted to see how
this
far.
This is just my friend. She's lonely, so I just wanted to get her out of the house.
But you gotta.
So how about a little you and me?
Would you like to come home with me? I want you to come home with me.
Damn, John Merrick just showed up.
Maybe, but I think it makes my point pretty well clear.
I'm not an animal. I'm a cum slut.
Elephant Man had two daughters. They happened to be in Honduras, but he had two daughters.
No, but you know.
So let's say theoretically.
So
you have basically what
punching the pachyderms there.
Yeah, two pachyderms and the stick. Okay,
right.
And you're going at it. Okay, what would you dive into first? Would you dive into the pachyderms to get it over with, just so you could get them happy,
and then
finish off with the dessert?
I'd get the motor running with.
Letting
the two fatties tag team on oral pleasures. And then I'd do the coup de grace on the skinny chick.
So in other words,
coup de grace how?
Coup de grace. What would be the coup de grace? Would you stick the skinny chip of the fat chick's pussy?
No, I would fuck her, and I'd let the other ones just suck me off. and then they can wash me afterwards.
Wait. Fat people can barely wash themselves with a stick and a rag. How are they going to wash you?
With their mouth. Ass.
Oh,
they're
okay.
Wash
okay.
You with their mouth.
Yeah. And a stick on a rag.
W-A-S-H.
Worsh.
Worsh.
We're going to worsh you.
Worsh
you down.
Shirk
no, you know
church.
What it is? You know what it is? They're going to roll you. That's what it is. They're going to fucking roll you, and then, well, maybe they'll flatten you first while you're fucking unconscious.
Because
you got fucking fat flapped around your head.
My buddy Mario, he's like, I called him the other day, you know, and I was like, why didn't you save me from that? You know,
is this the same Mario that broke up your marriage?
No, this is my friend from high school.
Your friend Mario,
this
okay.
is Mario who kicked out a prostitute when she wanted to actually charge him money.
No, that would be Raul.
Oh, that's Raul.
Raul. Yeah. Hello, my name is Raul. Do not think of charging me, you hoe.
I go, why did you save me from this shit, man? I mean, damn, man. Look, you know I was vulnerable when I was drunk, man.
Vulnerable.
I'd go home with fucking anything that looked remotely like a woman. He was like, well, you were having such a good time, man. I just didn't want to spoil it. You were fucking having the time of your life. I was like, yeah, but goddamn, Mario. The next day, I was thinking about this big chick, man. I was like,
You were thinking about the big chicks?
Yeah, I was thinking about them grabbing my shit, man.
Oh, yeah.
Why didn't you just go for it? Dive in. Maybe you like it. Maybe you're like, wow, this...
Unroll your belly for me.
Look, in defense of big women, all right, and I've had a couple of them in the last 6 or 7 months, all right?
Okay. Oh, this is a habit. Is this like smoking for you?
No, it's...
Hold on. No,
look,
let Jay talk.
Let him dig
himself deeper.
You know, I like to have sex. I get tired of having to go home, whack the bag at some fucking miscellaneous porno.
Fair enough.
Okay, every once in a while, it's nice to just go out and get some rubber.
Why don't you just purchase a rubber vagina?
Now, some nights, because I have respect for myself, but some nights, I'm not doing so hot with the good chick.
So you're telling us Mr. Casanova goes to the gay bar to pick up the chicks... Is not good with the chicks?
No.
I'll be damned.
I'm terrible. Sometimes I am. Okay. It just depends on the situation. But
I've been out him when he tries to hit on
You've
women.
Been on him?
No, yeah. I've been out with him when he tries
thank
to
God.
Hit on women.
I thought you were one of the fat chicks.
No,
see, sometimes it depends on the level of inebriation of the other women.
Okay.
Okay. And some nights I'm like not drunk fast enough or there's not enough drunk people in the bar, so I go for the woman with the least amount of self-esteem, lower than my own. And you know
that is bottom of the fucking barrel.
And you know what?
That is.
I make sweet love, and you know I go.
Sweet love.
I go.
Wait. You don't make sweet love to a complete stranger who wants to grind their hips, all 32 pounds of hips on you.
Hey, it's all good.
You just have sex though. You're like
yes. It's just fucking. And you know what?
Come here.
So why don't you just give in to the fat chicks and try to start with them first?
Yeah.
Maybe it turns out.
What happens if you like fat
women.
Chicks?
Yeah.
Well, no. In their defense, they. They're not bad in a sack.
Well, obviously, they don't need the defense from you.
I mean, you turn off the lights. You can imagine somebody that's.
You can do that with anyone.
Yeah, which is what I pretty much do. And then I, you know, hey, I don't exactly respect myself in the morning, but.
You don't respect yourself?
No, because it's
guys
just a
don't
bad,
have to respect themselves.
Because we're guys, I know, but. Still.
Unless you wake up with like another dude, I can understand you being devastated.
That hasn't happened.
But it's been close.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, I mean, you go to the gay bars.
I went to one gay bar.
But you say your level of inebriation dictates what's going to happen for the remainder of the evening. What happens if you finally got to that point? I bet you haven't even told us about that point. I'm going to guarantee he got to that point of inebriation where fat chicks couldn't satisfy him, skinny chicks couldn't satisfy him. You needed man meat.
And you're out of your fucking mind, all right?
Have you ever been with another guy?
No, never.
Okay.
Believe me.
More than once.
No. Do I look like fucking Enrique here? Fucking Beastmaster? All right. Enough said.
We just got to make sure.
We just want to make sure, because like I say right now...
The Spanish fucking Inquisition about Justin's fucking fudge pack abilities here. I mean,
so you admit you have them?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I'm sure everybody has a built-in ability to pack fudge if they really wanted to, but doesn't mean you got to do it.
A built-in ability. Well, that's natural.
Do you have
a cock? It's called rape.
Yeah, do you have a cock?
Do I have a cock? Yes, I have a cock.
Okay.
Lowest common denominator. Just want to point that out. It's 5 minutes before we start wrapping up,
you.
And we hit the lowest common denominator. Thank you very much.
All right, moving along.
Okay. Yeah, just because I have a cock doesn't mean I'm going to fuck some guys.
Wait. Time out, guys.
But you get to those points.
Claude, time out.
No, I don't.
Voodoo Murphy in the chat room goes, Jay needs a tranny.
No, I don't.
We happen to have a hookup for you.
We got a hookup for you. No, transvestites are the biggest form of fucking deception on the planet.
Yeah.
Shame on them.
What if we could hook you up with a post-op?
That's got a brand new fancy vagina,
never been used before.
Would you break in the brand new fancy vagina?
Sure, why not?
Okay, we could shake on it.
No.
Wait, you're changing your mind?
Yes, I am.
It's in the podcast.
It's called humoring you, huh?
It's called humoring us. Well, you know what? It really would humor us right there if you could do a test drive for us.
No. Yeah. Why?
He is insanely curious.
You drive it, man. Shit.
He is insanely curious. I mean, this would be a great thing for him.
You have had your dry spell there, man. So,
Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air.
Fuck me. Yeah, this is Big Jim down at the Pipe Stuffers Union again.
Oh,
yeah,
what?
I just double-checked the rosters, and we do have a Flying J, but we got him filed under the tranny section for some reason.
Yeah.
I have to do a little more research, but I'll let you guys know later on, okay?
Okay, thanks, Jim.
All right, bud. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Ongoing saga that is Flying J rolls on.
So there you go.
Why don't you try a train?
Hey,
why don't you?
Hey, guys, I just had a real
desire.
Same reason,
wait. Claude, do you realize Jay is back tonight and then we get calls from this Magenta dude, Steve Magenta?
Is someone trying to
Jay
get
is back, Steve Magenta? I think Jay has a fan.
Jay has
one of your tranny fans.
Jay has a little friend.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm touched, guys.
You should be, but not by us.
Competitively,
too. God, I hope not.
You're probably touched by Steve Magenta.
That's probably why I got SARS right now. So.
I tell you, one of the best things I always wanted to do, I knew this Asian guy, I wanted to take him downtown Las Vegas with a surgical mask on and have him fake cough.
We were doing that. We thought about doing that during the debate.
Yeah.
Yeah, we thought it'd be great.
Hey, have him doing Dead Man's Float on a, beach somewhere.
Well, actually, what Flying J and I wanted to do is after September 11th is we wanted to dress up in turbans and fucking robes and, like, make airplane sounds and down on Fremont Street.
Dude, yeah. I'll wear a building costume.
We
you
would
know,
so
section it off at, like, three parts so I could lean over.
Dude, we would get clubbed like fucking baby seals, man. I love America, you son of a bitches!
Let's do that, dude.
Maybe. Yeah.
we could get some skin paint and some like.
You're only here to drive my cabs.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Allah right here, boy.
Yeah. Hope Allah is wearing Kevlar. Yeah. No, we could do it. We could dress up as Hindus.
There you go.
Well, Hindus are not the same.
But nobody can tell. They see turbans.
People here are stupid.
And they talk like this.
Well, perfect. We got a candidate right
here.
Hello,
my friend.
Do your Armenian for me.
Huh?
Do an Armenian accent.
Armenian?
There we go.
Sounds like the guy's How about this? I'll just put the Slurpee back and get something else, okay, guys?
Armenian people don't own 7-Elevens. Thank you kindly, you racist.
What do Armenian people own?
Gift shops.
How do I know this?
And laundromats.
You should know this, but I thought you were world-traveled.
I'm world-traveled, but I guess I'm not in the same world that you guys are in.
You're from Iowa. Your wife's been around the world, too. Didn't any of this, like, rub off on you?
I think she went to more Anglo countries, like, you know, Germany and Italy and...
Didn't want to be around brown people, dude.
I guess, apparently not. Hey, before we go down, well, I don't want to be around Jay, so maybe I don't like him.
Fucking
well, that's just because
fop.
That's
you're
just
a fop. That's what you're a motherfucker.
That has no,
give me
no,
a cracker.
No.
Woo.
Oh, wow,
you don't want to be around Jay, not because of the color of his skin. You just don't like gay people.
Yeah.
Oh, that may be.
He just said, yeah, and he agreed to it.
Yeah.
He fucking walked into that.
Why into it? All right,
why
folks,
not?
What we're going to do.
I'll go with it, guys.
It's probably the worst part of the show, but we got to do it. We got to wrap it up.
Bye.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. You've been listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
I, of course, have been your host, Trencher.
I am the infamous, infallible, quadraphonically Ayatollah Claude Balls.
And you're feeling much healthier.
I am.
This show cures your ills.
Yes.
I want you all right now to put your hands on the screen of the website of spankwagon.net.
Got that Holy Ghost power.
Feel the power.
Amen.
We should do a revivalist
don't
show.
Don't forget our other up. Now he's here again, co-host.
Flying J.
Flying J. We want to say a big thank you to some of our syndicates. As a matter of fact, all of our syndicates. Let's say thank you to LVRocks.com for allowing us to come into the studio and have this fun. Want to say a big thank you to Radio306.com out of Saskatoon, Canada.
Saskatchewan.
Yeah. Big thank you to Extreme Radio Tempa.
Extreme Radio
Tempa.
This is CNN.
So we want to say a big thank you to XRT.com or ExtremeRadioTampa.com. Also, we want to say, if we're not live,
we are in the archive.
And with that being said, you can check us out online with our podcasts, podcasts.lvrocks.com. So if love you want to listen to this show in your car, you can.
Love it.
Also, want to say, let's see, that's all the singles. Want to say thank you to the Friends of Spank, arsanime.com, vftp.net, cogblog.com.
Cogblog?
Cog. G-O-G. Oh. Gog. It's like Gogblog.
Oh, darn.
Shut up, Steve. Want to say also a big thank you or hello to, not thank you, but hello to subject2discussion.com. Remember, their show is also in our archive. That's how good they are. All right, again, I'm Trencher.
I am Claude Balls.
And I'm Flying J.
And we'll be back next week. And to Steve Magenta, thanks for entertaining us.
You're real super, buddy.
Real super, man.
Love ya.
Yeah!
Las Vegas, Nevada. You're listening to LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas. The following is a live LV Rocks original webcast. Visit LVRocks.com for studio cam and live chat room.
Hail to the king, baby.
Noise, smoking weed, doing coke, drinking beers. Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
What's up, dudes? King Ash.
And Queen Ash.
On live, dudes, for another 2 hours bitchin' 80s, early 90s hair bands for you, dudes. As we go back to the day where hairspray was in, the spandex was in, and what else was in?
And King Ash was out.
Out of what? Not out of weed, that's for damn sure. All right, dudes, we got 2 hours bitchin' tunes lined up for you, dudes. And the usual banter, dudes. And the usual segments, like the Poontang playlist or set of ballads. That'll be coming up this hour. As well as, we'll get to the Hesh birthday list. We honor band members that were in Hesh bands back in the day. We honor their birthdays by singing Happy Birthday. We being me and Queen Hash.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Also, dudes, we'll...